Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, CJMQ 88.9 FM. And today we're talking with Rosalie Sarasua, and she is the Development Coordinator for Crohn's and Colitis Canada, and she's with the Quebec chapter, I believe. Is that correct, Rosalie? With the province of Quebec, okay. And Crohn's and Colitis Canada, the only national volunteer-based charity focused on finding the cures for Crohn's disease and colitis, and also improving the lives of children and adults affected by these diseases. So tell us about what you do.
As the development coordinator, I'm responsible for developing our fundraising here in the province of Quebec.
Mm-hmm.
So we have different fundraising activities, and we have volunteers. So I'm responsible for recruiting the volunteers, for spreading awareness about Crohn's and colitis throughout the province, and for fundraising and encouraging fundraising activities in the whole province of Quebec, except Montreal, which has a dedicated person just for Montreal.
Okay, so that's quite a responsibility. Colitis and Crohn's disease, they're the most common types of bowel disease. And do you know about what age groups are affected, or how many Canadians?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We typically, people are diagnosed between the ages of 15 to 25.
Okay.
What is most alarming now is that the number of new cases of Crohn's disease in Canadian children has almost doubled since 1995.
Wow.
So it has doubled in the last 20 years of kids who have been diagnosed under the age of 10.
That's amazing.
That's so amazing. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Worldwide, there are about 101 in 350 people who are affected by Crohn's or colitis, IBD.
Mm-hmm.
This is fairly a northern hemisphere disease.
Okay.
Okay. But in Canada, our numbers are the highest in the world, and one in 150 Canadians are affected by IBD. So Canada is particularly affected. That is about 230,000 people across Canada, and here in Quebec we have about 53,000 people who are affected with IBD.
That's amazing. It's shocking. And why Canada?
this is why Crohn's and Colitis Canada also are one of the two top health charity funders of Crohn's disease, Crohn's and colitis research in the world. So because we have such a high incidence, Canada has a lot of universities that are doing research, pharmaceutical companies that are doing research for these two diseases because our incidence is staggering, which include what you alluded to, potentially some environmental factors
mm-hmm.
that could be involved. So currently scientists believe that there's a genetic tendency and a trigger in the environment that combine that set off the inflammation in the gut.
Okay.
So this is why we do a lot of research here in Canada, because what is that trigger factor is a curiosity.
Well, it's good to know that there's a lot of research going on.
Yes, Crohn's and Colitis Canada has invested over $94 million in research to date.
$94 million?
Yes.
And I guess they're getting closer to finding a cure or helping people who have the disease? Or?
Well, yes, we're getting closer to... We have... with all this funded research, we have improved a lot of the medications and things and those type of things, the treatments for Crohn's disease and colitis. But our real mission is to find the cure for these two diseases.
Okay. Is there any difference in the sexes, more male or female?
No, it's quite
okay.
Equal.
Quite
yeah.
equal, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a volunteer-run base, quite a few volunteers, I guess?
Absolutely. We have currently about 20,000 across Canada, and with especially during our big fundraising times, which are now with our Gutsy Walk, that is across Canada, about 20,000 are working very hard for their specific walks across different communities in Canada.
Okay, so that's interesting. The Gutsy Walk, tell us about that.
So the Gutsy Walk is our biggest fundraiser of the year. This year, our goal is to raise $3.6 million through all our Gutsy Walks.
Wow.
We have Gutsy Walks in over 60 communities across Canada, all of them on June 5th. And in the Eastern Townships, we will walk at the Parc Jacques-Cartier in Sherbrooke on
mm-hmm.
June 5th.
On June 5th, okay. Now, Now, if somebody wants to get involved in the walk, what do they do?
If somebody wants to get, we have a great website, www.gutsywalk.ca.
Mm-hmm.
And there they can register for the walk, or they can send an email to ask questions if they want to volunteer. And everybody is welcome. People are welcome to just walk with us if they have friends with Crohn's and colitis.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to fundraise, or welcome to just show up and be part of our day.
Okay. I would imagine a lot of your volunteers come from families who have at least one member affected by the diseases?
Absolutely. When Crohn's and Colitis Canada first started in 1974, it was started by a group of parents.
Okay.
Had IBD and had nowhere to go, so they started this big foundation, and it has grown since then. And so most of our volunteers are either parents of children who have IBD, or people who suffer from IBD themselves, or kids who have grown up whose parents used to do volunteering, and now they're taking the mantle too with themselves, their families, and their children.
Okay, that's nice to know that it's going on through the families and a lot of enthusiasm. That's wonderful. Could you explain the difference between Crohn's and colitis?
Absolutely. So with Crohn's disease, the inflammation can occur anywhere in the GI tract.
Mm-hmm.
We see from gum to bum.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually present in the lower part of the small bowel and colon.
Okay.
So patches of inflammation occur between healthy portions of the gut and can penetrate the whole intestinal layer from the outer lining to the inner lining. Whereas ulcerative colitis only affects portions of the large intestine,
okay,
including the rectum and the anus, and typically only inflames the innermost lining of the bowel tissue. So it almost always starts at the rectum and extends upward in a continuous manner throughout the colon. So colitis can be controlled with medication, as can Crohn's, and in severe cases, though, colitis can be cured by removing the whole large intestine.
Okay. That's quite a thing to remove the whole large intestine. Yeah,
absolutely. That is really in the severe cases, and
mm-hmm.
it cannot be controlled by medication or other types of things that people would do.
Okay. I would imagine diet plays a large part. People have to watch their diet constantly?
Well, this is something that's interesting because right now there is no diet for Crohn's or colitis.
Oh, interesting.
So it does seem to play a role during flare-ups. So
mm-hmm.
Because people have periods of a flare-up when they're feeling very sick and then periods of remission. It plays a big role during flare-ups. People want to pay attention to their diet. Many people go on liquid diets. People avoid certain foods. But when they're feeling good in remission, they eat whatever is fine for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and people with IBD also are very varied in what they feel good about eating and what they don't feel good about eating. So far, there's been no diet that has been established, but people try to stay away from inflammatory foods, or there's some things that people seem to not do well with, such as corn. That seems to be one thing, but there's nothing that is across the board.
Okay, that's really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah,
I would imagine it would be especially hard for children and their parents too to see them doing these flare-ups. And
exactly, kids can get very sick. They have
mm-hmm.
to take heavy medication, hospitalization.
Mm-hmm.
Potentially, a lot of them would need to be on heating tubes on some occasion or another. That can happen to adults also, and surgeries potentially.
So, do you have any other fundraisers throughout the year?
Yes, we do. We have, that is our biggest fundraiser in Eastern Townships. We're
mm-hmm.
going to have a golf tournament. A golf tournament that Via Capital Esprit is doing it, but it is for in the profit of Crohn's and Colitis Canada. We have become their charity of choice.
Mm-hmm.
So that is very interesting. We do have galas across the country. We have different smaller fundraising events across the country that volunteers just take it upon themselves to do it. People have garage sales, people have pub nights, people have concerts. So the Gutsy Walk is our biggest, and
mm-hmm.
we do have galas, and we have many, many smaller fundraising activities all throughout the year that people take it upon themselves to do.
And that's great to know. So definitely people are getting involved and talking about it and getting to know more about the disease. Now, if somebody has the disease, are there any kind of groups they can get involved in so they won't feel so alone? Or?
We are establishing this. We're starting, once again, in Quebec to establish more of a support group.
Okay.
So far they haven't started so much. But people find when they get involved with volunteering, it becomes a support group also. Because people feel that they're doing something, and they're doing something that can better either their lives, the lives of their children, their family members, and by doing something that's positive. And, of course, they all discuss what's happening in their lives. People talk about it when we're doing our committee meetings, when we're involved in activities. But support groups, they haven't been formally established here. But, yeah, they do have some in other provinces, but we're working on that.
Okay, but it's informal, and people make friends, and they don't feel so alone.
Absolutely. Yeah. They call each other, and they talk to each other, and they plan events together. Absolutely.
Good, that's wonderful. Okay, how long have you been involved with the organization?
I'm very recent to the organization, mm-hmm. although I did work for Crohn's and Colitis many years ago, and I came back to it after 10 years.
Wow, okay, well, good for you.
Thank you.
Anything else we should know or you'd like to add before we go?
Well, if anybody is interested in getting involved, they can look on our website, www.crohnsandcolitis.ca, and if they would like to get involved, there's a link there that says get involved, and they can volunteer, they can find out what's going on in their area, and people are also very welcome to come to our Gutsy Walk, which is on June 5th, and we welcome everyone there.
Okay, well, thanks very much for all the information and for letting us know about this wonderful organization.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye.